It's the hour of round table. Crawfish, or 小龙虾, is one of China's most beloved summertime snack. What about winter time? Reports found out that from November, many crawfish restaurants around the country will go on a winter break for about 4 months.
Okay.
So, simple math goes like this. You are in business for 8 months, and then...You close shop for 4 months? How is the business gonna stay afloat? Break it down for me, guys.
Well, this is actually a report from West China City Daily. So the report says many crawfish restaurants in Chengdu City, Sichuan Province, have considered to close business for 4 months as winter will be the off-season of crawfish. So the math is when the crawfish isn't in season...There aren't a lot of customers, and they don't make a lot of money. Mm. But the cost of renting the place, renting the restaurant, and also paying the salary of whoever works for you is a lot more than you can make from selling crawfish or any other, well, fancy food you experiment with.
Yeah, thank you for answering that, too, because Hyung earlier had made fun of my math skills. Thank you, Hyung.
It wasn't intentional.
Thank you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm of course joking. But of course, yeah, you guys can understand that maybe this is a seasonal thing, right? Eating crawfish. So let's take a owner of a restaurant here, Xiao Chun, said in the past year, he's also tried during these kind of non-busy crawfish seasons or months to sell things like mutton soup.Fresh hot pot with fish, I guess, spiced boiled soft-shelled turtle in winter, these kind of things that maybe in this area is a delicacy people like to have, right? So basically what I'm saying to those people that maybe don't have a palate for these kind of things is maybe he's trying to sell what's popular during the winter seasons, but he finds that still things like rent and labor costs are really putting him back, mainly becausePeople just aren't coming for that. It's much harder to compete during the winter seasons, you know? Whereas, I guess, during the summer, people are going out and they're eating crawfish.
Yeah, that certainly is a scene in Chinese cities during summertime. It's not just in Chengdu, but we see that in Beijing as well. Mm-hmm. And do you think that having this sort of seasonal...menu would be a good idea for restaurants?
I would think crawfish is not a cuisine. It's a lifestyle.
You just upgraded it.
No, it's related to people who want to hang out during summertime when they have a good time. When the temperature is good and weather is fine, they just hang out with their friends, have a couple of beer. So that kind of thing is difficult.In winter, when you go outdoors.
And also just make a mess of yourself with other people.
Yeah, spicy soft shell turtle sounds fantastic to me, but I wouldn't do it in winter, in the outdoors. So not a good idea.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking at this, I think we have this kind of thing in the U.S. I mean, let's take for like retail stores. They hire like temporary employees for like...maybe the winter holidays, right? Because people, Black Friday's coming, people are going to be like, trying to get all this stuff, and they need to have the appropriate amount of staff they wouldn't normally need for these rushes of people trying to get their presents for their kids or whoever. So this makes sense to me. The thing is, I feel for maybe the restaurant owners, maybe this isn't something they want to do. I mean, keep in mind...This we call it holiday, these maybe 4 months that they're going to be not making money. So what are they going to do during this time? That might be a hard time for them. And especially maybe those employees that used to have a year-round job. Now, I mean, how many jobs are just going to hire you for 4 months? You know, so now I have to find work for just 4 months, which could be really hard. And in which case, how do I survive during those 4 months?You know, this really disenfranchises me. But, you know, I do understand that this is an industry that is very seasonal, and sometimes seasonal work has these kind of problems.
And also, these places are usually very small setups. Calling them restaurant is a little bit of an overstatement.
Okay.
So they don't necessarily have good cooks. They don't... It's very simple to cook crawfish. So it's not very high-tech, and it's not sophisticated. It's easy for them to...Well, it's flexible for them to do this kind of business.
Oh, that's interesting, actually. Yeah. A very interesting fact coming from you, Lai Ming, because originally what I thought was, wow, I did not know crawfish is such a lucrative business, because it seems like with the 8 months that when they're in business, they're covering so much, like the rent for the rest of the four months.
Yeah.
That's amazing how much money that they're making, it seems.
Yeah, I think as a restaurant, if you want to be considered as such, have good staple dishes that are delicious year-round. And then like in the U.S., you know, Starbucks rolls out their pumpkin spice latte. Boom!
Ooh.
Just nailing the November holidays, December, all that stuff. And then you get rid of it because, you know, in the summer, maybe pumpkin spice latte isn't what all the people want to drink.
Yes, that's a very good point. And we've got a few commas coming in. I only have time to read out one. I'm sorry about that. T.E. Nugget says that, oh, this is genius. The restauranteur, he saves cost and he's also saving, retaining all these good employees. And during that 4 months of time, they can just have fun, do something else. Isn't that great? You're listening to Roundtable. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.